It's the 23rd of June, and it's Ian Jones wanting to tell you a little bit about the briefing paper that we are going to launch this afternoon. It's about public sector reorganisations and their impact upon public engagement. Now, I've written this with Susan Ritchie, a long-standing member of the Institute and someone who has vast experience of working in local government, and indeed she's been at the Home Office in the last couple of years. And Susan and I have tried to understand the characteristics of some of the reorganisations that are taking place now, particularly in the context of expenditure cuts. And we've tried to also understand what that means for public engagement. Now, not all the implications are bad, but many of them are deeply worrying, and they have a profound impact upon the quality and indeed the characteristics of relationships between public bodies and key stakeholder groups. And the disruption caused by some of these reorganizations really amount to an immense hidden cost, which we wonder whether they are truly taken into account by those who initiate some of these reorganizations. Now, in the spirit of trying to be helpful, we've come up with a number of suggestions of things that can be done to minimize or to ameliorate some of the insidious effects of reorganizations. And here in the Consultation Institute, I think we've got good ideas about steps that bodies that are about to be replaced can take, and also organizations that are absorbing new functions as a result of public service organization reorganization. Now, this is briefing paper 27 in the long series of contributions we've tried to make to the world of public engagement, and it's being released to our members this week, and I'm sure we'll make the odd copy available to other people who may be interested in the subject. We'll also issue a press release. So it's on public sector reorganizations and their impact on public engagement.